A senior lecturer at the University of Cape Coast Business School, John Gatti, has described President Mahama's address at the UN General Assembly on the economy as timeless and apt. He said the address will give a good indication to the international community that the economy is not doing that bad. Also, it would boost investor confidence to partner governments to develop the country to become a fully fledged middle-income country. Mr. Gatti, who made the comments in an interview with Radio Ghana, added that government needs to reposition itself well in the eyes of the international community to attract more investors.
He tries to reposition that in the international cycle. I think it is also good that he gives some indication to the international community what we are doing about our economy and what we are expecting over the next few years to come.
The president said Ghana going for an IMF bailout will bring about the needed development the country needs, and he made mention that it will even help Ghana transform from a low middle income status to that of a higher middle income status. Do you agree with the president?
Having become a lower middle income country, there is much more need and pressure on the Ghanaian economy, fastening the pace of development in terms of the provision of infrastructure across board. We need much more of energy infrastructure. We need more of infrastructure in our road network, rail network, and almost every sector of the economy. And that needs a huge sum of money. And people can only commit their resources, especially in the PPP arrangement that we are talking about, when they have confidence in the economy. And sometimes confidence comes as a result of the one that is partnering with you. The IMF has a record of experience across board in many countries, developed and less developed countries, in terms of this effort. So I think it is in the light of this that the president was speaking, so that investors can have confidence and partner Ghana in the effort of providing infrastructure to support the quest to improve upon our lower middle income status to a full-grown middle income status. So I do agree on that score.